Hi, this is Steve Good with the Scroll Saw Workshop, and welcome to this week's 60-second tip. Mistakes are going to happen. Anytime you do any kind of detailed work, such as scroll sawing, mistakes are bound to happen. You're going to spend a lot of time at the saw, and in some cases you're going to be cutting some pretty detailed and intricate fretwork, and nobody can do anything like that without occasionally making some type of mistake. One thing that I've found that helps me is to have a plan for what I'm going to do when I make those mistakes. So what I have done over the years is I've come up with three questions that I ask myself as soon as I make a mistake, and they seem to help me think through it more logically and it tends to limit the amount of frustration I feel when I make those mistakes. So when I'm doing a cutting and I break something, the first thing I do is I sit back and take a deep breath to try to, get myself out of that mode of frustration. And then the first question I ask myself is what caused the mistake. And the reason I ask that first is because the mistake's still clear in my mind and I can analyze it a little better and see if it's something, that I've done over and over again, or, is it something that happened just out of fatigue, or was it a fluke and probably not likely to happen again? So ask yourself that question right off the bat. What caused the mistake? The second question I ask myself is, can the mistake be repaired, or do I need to start over? Now, there's a lot of mistakes you're going to make when you're making a cutting that glue can fix. So don't just automatically grab the piece out of frustration and throw it in the trash can, because you might be able to repair it. So keep that in mind. So if you can repair it and it's not a piece that, necessarily has to be at its very best, go ahead and take the time to figure out techniques for repairing your mistake. And then the last question I always ask myself is, how can I minimize the mistake in the future? And that comes down to analyzing the first question you ask yourself is why you made that mistake. Now, a lot of times it'll be because of fatigue. And if you start to see that you're making a lot of mistakes, ask yourself, am I too tired to be doing this? Do I need to stop and start again another day? You might be making mistakes because of some type of hardware problem with your saw. And if that's the case, can it be repaired or adjusted so that mistake won't happen again? So I think what I'm saying is, if you have a logical set of questions that you can ask yourself when you make that mistake, you have a lot less likely tendency to get frustrated and continue to make that mistake, because one mistake a lot of times will lead to another. So you might want to consider these questions, and the next time you make a mistake, go through them and see if it actually makes the situation go a little smoother for you. I'm Steve Good. Thanks for stopping by the Scroll Saw Workshop, and I'll talk to you next time with another 60-second tip.